This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:06. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Yeah.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Your mic was off.
Not too bad.
There we go.
Been better, been worser.
There. We actually attended the same meeting last night.
Yeah, how about that?
That's right. What brought you to Litchfield last night?
Well, we came over for Sharon.
Okay.
Sharon and her husband go to our church out at Warriors Grove, and so we came over for her, and then, of course, we had to do the quote-unquote Rural King Wally World thing afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a gimme when you go to Litchfield.
Number one tourist attraction in Litchfield, Wally World,
yeah.
Rural King.
But,
there you go.
Congratulations to Sharon Wood on her retirement from the Litchfield City. 40 years is a long time to spend on the job.
Especially at one place.
That's
impressive. That's incredible. And we have two good guests here today. Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center is here. We're going to talk about the blood drive coming up in Hillsboro. And we also have Richard Small as well. Let's take a break. Back with more right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guests this week, Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center and Richard Small from the city of Hillsboro. He wears many hats. We'll talk to him in just a minute. Mindy, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about the blood center. How are things going, kiddo?
Been growing pretty good. We're wrapping up our high school challenge right now, so high school blood drives are about to end, which means that we're going to have to work extra hard to get people in the door during the summer months of May, June, July, and August. When school's out, we don't have those very large high school drives that, you know, are easier for us to collect at.
Tell us a little bit about the high school drives and what this is. Do all four of the school districts compete against each other?
What we do is we have all of our schools in our service area compete against each other for a $1,000 scholarship that's sponsored by the Springfield Clinic. They do three $1,000 scholarships. There's small, medium, and large categories. It's based on size of school, so you have small schools, medium schools, large schools, and then in those categories, it's also broken down by a percentage of enrollment. So a school with 100 students and a school with 200 students, it's a percentage-based challenge, so it's a level playing field for everyone.
And of course, we're dealing in the spring, summer months. The blood is needed this time of year.
It is. People are going to start doing a lot more traveling. So as people are out traveling, boating, doing all the fun stuff that we do, ATVs, all the things that are fun but a little dangerous sometimes, does usually bring up some more blood that's needed, as well as people who have held off surgery until the weather's nicer and their kids are out of school to get those surgeries done.
And getting back to the high schools for a moment, the high school students have been participating in this, I guess we should say, pretty well, have they not, over the years?
They have. We actually had our drive in March at the school here in Hillsboro, and we had 106 students give.
That's impressive.
Very impressive. So it is a big thing. They get out of school for an hour to give blood. They're giving with their peers. It's a good way to encourage them to be blood donors, and hopefully they'll show up at these community drives throughout the summer and give as well.
And of course, speaking of community drives, there's a big one coming up in Hillsboro.
There is. Next Wednesday from 12 to 6:30 at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge. We're going to be there. We're going to be giving out t-shirts this time. And we are actually today in Carlinville at the Elks Lodge, and we're giving out t-shirts today there too, and that's from 12 to 6.
And as we come to a close with you, what blood is needed right now?
All of it. We always need all types. We're low a lot in the Rh negative types And of course, O's are always in high demand because they're so easily to transfuse. So.
Okay.
And you mentioned surgery a while ago, and we always like to mention here when we talk about the blood bank and things like that, anyone who is facing surgery and has a concern about what kind of blood they might receive, they're certainly welcome to give their own blood for their surgery.
They can. With a doctor's note, the doctor obviously making sure that they've got enough blood to give before their surgery and enough time, we'll have them contact the blood center and they can set up a special donation where they can donate a pint ahead of time for themselves. Mm-hmm. However, the blood supply is something that we consider zero risk. So if you've ever filled out our health questions, we're really picky. They're FDA mandated. And then after you answer all those health questions, we then test the blood for 14 different infectious diseases. So the blood supply is very safe.
And of course, we be quick to point out that blood is perishable. It has a shelf life on it of, I don't know what the amount
is. It's 42 days.
Yeah.
See, I just learned something there.
Yeah.
Not know that.
42 days, but you can only donate every 56 days. So you can see the conundrum that
Stick
presents.
Around, you'll learn something.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. Obanot has learned something today.
So
mark that on the calendar, Ralph.
We've got the blood drive next Wednesday at the Moose, and then the high school challenge is wrapping up. So a lot of good things going with the blood center.
Yeah, so anyone that goes into the Hillsboro blood drive next Wednesday, they can just say they want to credit Hillsboro High School or any other area high school in the challenge that has had at least one blood drive with us this year, and they'll get points. Mm-hmm. That challenge ends Mother's Day weekend, so we'll have a winner that following week to know who won the challenge.
All right.
And anyone who's not familiar with Hillsboro who wishes to come and donate blood, just drive down Main Street. You can't miss the Moose.
Nope.
It's right on Main Street.
Can't miss that place. And Mindy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Now let's move right along. Richard Small, the man of many hats.
Well,
how are you today, my friend?
Today I'm wearing the hat of the Montgomery County Cancer Association. We've got a first ever in Montgomery County event coming up a week from Saturday, May 12th. We're calling it Partners Against Cancer. You know, MCCA for several years now, actually 8 years, has donated substantial amounts of monies to the three area hospitals that service most of the residents of Montgomery County, and to three institutions that do a lot of research and cancer treatment. So with the help of the Simmons Cancer Institute at SIU, providing us seven doctors who are oncology specialists in specific areas, we're having a free, I'll call it a health fair clinic type thing. We're going to have a specialist in prostate, head and neck, breast, GI, colorectal, gynecology, neurology, which is the brain, hematology, the blood, genetics, lung, radon, and nutrition, all at the Litchfield campus of the Lincoln Land Community College. And anybody that comes to this, there's absolutely no charge. To men out there who have not ever had a PSA test for prostate cancer, you can get one here. We are taking appointments for that, and we're providing a free PSA blood test. And I know that can be kind of expensive. You don't have any insurance or any help with that. In fact, Medicare will only allow you to get one a year unless you have a special doctor's request. We're also, St. Francis Hospital here in Litchfield is providing a phlebotomist, I think I pronounced that right, and they are providing the testing for the PSAs, and they are also providing take-home kits for colorectal, and people will mail that in, and then the test results will come back by mail. So it's very done professionally. The main thing we're promoting is that it's no cost to anybody, and the real answer to stopping cancer in your own life is early detection. You may come here and find out something. There's a lot of PowerPoint presentations, a lot of time to get questions answered, but in those three areas, we're actually doing exams, head and neck, GI, colorectal, and the prostate.
You mentioned where it's going to be at Lincoln Land Community College. I'm assuming in the auditorium building, correct?
No, it's we're taking over the campus.
You're taking over the campus?
Yeah. Each of these presentations will be done in a separate room. Each presentation will be repeated at least twice. There will be in the area newspapers by Monday, excuse me, a specific time schedule and room location for each of the presentations.
Okay.
We will have our scholarship applicants and MCCA members there to direct people. Every room will have a sign on it that says this is Dr. Smith and the specialty that they have. So they can actually go to more than one. They could go to at least two, maybe three different presentations. We know that there's going to be a lot of people who want to go to the one on genetics. I mean, I had a second cousin, you know, that had such and such cancer. Am I going to get it? This kind of thing. There will be a presentation on genetic relationships in cancer.
It's okay. So it's at Lincoln Land Community College. When? When will this be?
Saturday, May the 12th from 9 a.m. until noon.
Okay. May the 12th at Lincoln Land.
Yeah. Watch the papers. If you're looking to come to a specific presentation, I'm hoping to have all the newspapers in the area print the actual schedule that I have in front of me now, where we list the specialty, the doctor's name, the location at Lincoln Land, and the times that it will be presented. We're really grateful, though, to Simmons Cancer Institute and St. Francis for going the extra mile. Simmons providing all the doctors and St. Francis for providing the phlebotomist and the testing of the colorectal and the prostate work.
Yeah, and anyone who is not familiar with these tests or for this reason or that reason has never had them, really, Richard, they're relatively simple.
Extremely simple.
I mean, you don't need to have any fear of a prolonged, drawn-out procedure because it is not.
No. I've had all of these because I have run a high PSA. And yet I've had four prostate biopsies, and it comes out perfect, no problem. But knowing that you do or do not have that is half the battle. But early detection, that's been the most successful treatment for any of these cancers.
And that, of course, applies to females with breast cancer and other
yes.
various forms of cancer that attacks females. Actually, the tests are relatively simple.
Yes.
And breast cancer, though, that can affect the men, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Good friend of mine, and a name that you'll recognize, former baseball coach at the University of Illinois, Richard Itchy Hare, Jones,
yeah.
From Heron, Illinois. I was a classmate of his at SIU. He had breast cancer while he was coaching baseball at the University of Illinois.
I was in the service with a young man from Indianapolis. In fact, him and I were pretty good buddies the whole time he was in. And when he was in high school, he was quite an athlete. And he had been hit in the chest area or breast area with a football cleat. And about a year later, it developed into cancer.
Ouch. Yeah. Getting hit with a football cleat?
A rare thing, yeah. When he tackled a guy, yeah. And he got his foot up there, and that just to show you how things happen. This is not something that happens every day, but it happened to him.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good thing, Richard, to provide this. Was this? I'm assuming this was pretty much an easy decision for the Cancer Association to get this lined up.
Was easy. I've spent probably close to 40 hours doing all the coordination of it, making the schedules out. Just an extensive amount of cooperation from the Simmons Cancer Institute at SIU. Dr. Robbins, the director of that, will be one of the presenters, and he is 1,000% behind this. And his administrative assistant, Cindy Davidsmeyer, has been working very closely with me in the coordination to make sure everything goes smoothly. But again, I want to emphasize, there's no cost. We're not even accepting donations that day. We're doing nothing to want to keep people away. We want everybody to just come, learn, find out whatever you want to find out about all these different cancers that are out there. This particular area in the state of Illinois, if you took Litchfield as a center and drew a circle with a 50-mile diameter, we're very high. This is one of probably the top five locations for all, and there's no one single type of cancer in the area that sticks out. It covers all areas. You can go online and do a little research, which I did by zip code, and virtually every zip code in Montgomery County has a significant incidence of cancer.
Why is that, though? Is it because
you can't,
is it
no
the
answer.
Water, or is it the...
No, there's no answer.
No.
I mean, if MCCA had a million-dollar grant, I tell you what, we would fund a research to try to find that answer. But there is no answer.
And probably never will be.
No.
It's just something, it's a statistic that you're not proud of, but it's there.
Yeah.
And you know, Richard, to point out, you mentioned St. Francis a while ago, and you and I have had the fortune, I guess you call it, of serving on the MCCA board since its beginning. And how fortunate, and I hope all of our listeners out there realize how fortunate we are in this area, that we're within 10 miles, give or take, either way, of two facilities like the Hillsborough Hospital and the Litchfield Hospital.
Yeah. Actually, in addition to the doctors and other professionals presenting, the Siteman Center from St. Louis, which we donate to, is having a display there. Hillsborough Area Hospital has been taking had a special phone number, which I went off and left, but it's being published in the newspaper, where all the appointments for the head and neck exams and the prostate exams are being taken. And they are also providing a booth with display of various items. Pena Community Hospital is sending a team down, and they will have displays of the services. We donate to Pena Community Hospital, even though it's not in Montgomery County, because the people up in the Nokomis area, Pena is closer than either Litchfield or Hillsborough.
Right.
And there's a lot of residents in that area that go to Pena. And they've been very cooperative with us, too. So they will have a display. Those will all be in the multipurpose room. And I think the Pena Hospital is having somebody there that's going to give kind of a physical analysis of each person at their request.
If you come to Lincoln Land on the 12th, and you have, let's say, a test done and something comes out wrong, it's your responsibility then to go to your doctor
Say... We're not assuming any responsibility beyond providing you with information and basic documentation. If a PSA comes out high, you and your doctor have to deal with that.
You have to have a talk. Yeah, absolutely. Just wanted to make that point across here. While we have you here, let's talk about the Roubaix. Roubaix was successful this year?
In spite of the rain, we had 491 racers. The amazing thing was that the winner of the professional class did the 87 miles in 13 minutes less than the winner last year. Now, the only thing that we can say is that, none of us really remember how much wind there was last year, but the rain certainly didn't slow them down. I mean, the times were fantastic. We had no lightning. We were prepared. Each group of racers is followed by what they call a referee. He actually wears a referee shirt. And they're on very nice bicycles, BMW motorcycles. They had radio communication back with the start-finish line. We had two computers working, tracking on radar all of the weather. And the bikers were never in any danger, because had there been lightning coming in from the west, which most of them do, once it was spotted, it probably crossed into Montgomery County at all, they're gone. We take them off. We would have reversed the thing, brought them back, or let them finish the lap, but we get them off of there as quickly as possible. In 11 years, we'd never had to stop the race.
And we had, this time, a relatively free outside of a few minor things.
Yeah. No broken bones this year.
Yeah.
One of the more common injuries is a broken collarbone. Mm-hmm. They hit something, they flip out over the handlebars, and they break a collarbone. Had one that we thought might be a broken collarbone, but the x-rays and everything said no, just a pretty well bruised. A lot of bruises, cuts, and scrapes, but no broken bones.
And I'm assuming next year's event, the date and everything?
It'll be a comparable date. It'll be the Saturday after Easter, which I think next year is going to be about April the 13th. Don't quote me on that, but it's in that area.
That's a neat race, and it's just amazing how big that race has become.
I can't tell you how many different states were represented this year, but I walked through the parking lot by the Free Methodist Church, and I saw plates from Oklahoma, Michigan. The winner, by the way, was from Indianapolis. I saw one vehicle with California plates, one with Oklahoma plates, several with Michigan, Wisconsin, Missouri, Ohio, from all over. This is the biggest race in the entire Midwest.
And let's continue on while we're here. The Kelly Miller Circus was here. How did that go?
Fantastic. We literally ran out of parking space. Had it rained, we'd been in a world of hurt. I had key clubbers helping park the cars. We parked on the newly created gravel area at the sports complex and behind the recycling center. But this is the biggest one that our local Kiwanis Club has had. This is the third one we've had. We have it every other year. But we had a full house, basically, for the 7 o'clock performance. And the 4:30 performance was extremely well attended also. Financially, it was the biggest gain our Kiwanis Club has had on any single project in years.
That sounds...
I'm happy to be affiliated with both the Bicycle Robay and the circus.
That's outstanding, and I know the Back to the Partners Against Cancer event, that's going to be another huge success, and it's going to be a learning experience. If you don't know what this is, and you brought up a key point earlier in the show about genetics, that is a key factor, because if you can live a straight-edge life, you can be don't smoke, don't drink, do anything, but if the genetics are right and there, you could be affected.
There will be two presentations on genetics alone, since that one's kind of a hot-button one. One at 9:45 and one at 11:15. Both of those are scheduled to be in the auditorium and the Arts and Technology Building at Lincoln Land, because that holds a larger group. We can probably put 100 or 150, 200 people in there. So we just want to emphasize to everybody, it's no cost. It's Saturday, all Saturday morning, May the 12th, 9 a.m., to 12 noon at the Lincoln Land Community College campus here in Litchfield. So come one, come all. Find out what you need to know.
And once we get this screening program out of the way, Richard, we'll be starting to talk about the birthday bash.
Yeah, June 30th, that comes up.
Man, where does the time go?
I don't know.
Like Old Settlers is next week or something. Well, it won't be too long.
No.
This old man needs to find another gear in my get-along, because these things are coming around too fast.
You do quite a bit, Richard. And
well,
compliments to you for everything that you've done.
Keeps me out of trouble.
That's good. And then Mindy, of course, we've got a couple minutes left here on the Wednesday talk show. The blood drive coming up you have one today at the Carlinville Elks.
From noon to 6, and then we have one next Wednesday here in Hillsboro at the Moose Lodge from 12 to 6:30.
And anyone seeking information, maybe someone out of the blue that has not scheduled a blood drive but may like to schedule one, how can they do that?
They can call me at the Blood Center. My name is Mindy Melton, and my phone number is 217-241-7541, and I can get them scheduled for a blood drive.
All right, and just a lot of good things going on with the blood center and with the Kiwanis, the Cancer Association. We covered a lot today, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, you had it in high gear today.
It's the way we like it sometimes.
And there was a time or two that I even suspicioned you knew what you was talking about.
That happens from
time
to time.
Don't flatter him, Ralph.
Well, I just had to throw that in, you know.
It's a good thing he doesn't wear a hat.
Yeah, yeah.
I wear enough hats as it is, Richard. Come on.
We all do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guests this week, Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center and Richard Small from the Montgomery County Cancer Association. I think we're booked all this month with guests coming up. It's not next week. In a couple weeks, we'll have the Sirocco Boys talking about the Italian-American
days. Oh, yeah.
We've got Mickey Robinson coming in later this month talking about Black Diamond Days. My fair and festival tour is about ready to start. I need to get back into shape on that.
Yeah.
No, watch it. Watch it. Never mind. Bad mistake.
It's a busy time of the year with all the homecomings. And, of course, Bunnell Italian Days kicks off the summer schedule pretty well and goes from there.
Absolutely.
We'll come back and see you in June and talk about the birthday party and this,
yeah,
and how successful this May 12th date was.
Absolutely. And I look forward to that. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. We'll talk to you next week.